Today is Friday, August 2nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Water Balloon Day. It's also National Coloring Book Day, National Beer Day, or International Beer Day. I think it was National Beer Day this week as well. And it's also National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. My mom loves to color, but the thing is, she really likes to do those. It's an app where you basically tap and it fills in the color for you. There's nothing, she doesn't even have to select a color. Like it just, you tap and it fills in the correct color. I've seen her doing this before. It's just tap, color, tap, color, tap, color. Like there's no skill. Oh, I just hit my microphone. No skill whatsoever. But if it makes her happy, then I guess it's fine. I'm just looking to see if we have any contact here. We do not have any contact. So, what am I going to talk about? Let's see. So, we watched the Olympics last night. We watched we're watching the long unedited stuff. I mean, I guess it is edited a little bit. But anyway, regardless, it is what it is. So we watched that, and it was the men's individual all around. And yeah, it was good. It was good. But that's all we did. We watched one episode of Big Brother, and we watched Olympics. That was pretty much it. I'm not able to keep up with everything, though, because there's just so much, and I keep telling Mark, well, don't watch swimming because I want to watch swimming, and don't watch this and don't watch that. But he, for some reason, has more time in front of the television. And I don't know. I haven't had time to watch everything. So let's read a couple of odd news stories. Consumers cannot expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. A divided Ohio Supreme Court ruled on Thursday, rejecting claims by a restaurant patron who suffered serious medical complications from getting a bone stuck in his throat. Michael Berkheimer, was dining with his wife and friends at a wing joint in Hamilton, Ohio, and had ordered the usual boneless wings with Parmesan garlic sauce when he felt a bite-sized piece of meat go down the wrong way. 3 days later, feverish and unable to keep food down, Berkheimer went to the emergency room where a doctor discovered a long, thin bone that had torn his esophagus and caused an infection. Berkheimer sued the restaurant Wings on Brookwood, saying the restaurant failed to warn him that so-called boneless wings, which are of course nuggets of boneless, skinless breast meat, could contain bones. The suit also named the supplier and the farm that produced the chicken, claiming all were negligent. In a 4-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said Thursday that boneless wings, quote, refers to a cooking style, and that Berkheimer should have been on guard against bones since it's common knowledge that chickens have bones. The High Court sided with lower courts that had dismissed Berkheimer's suit. Well, on the one hand, I will say, I think we have way too many frivolous lawsuits in the U.S. And people are just looking to get money. They really just want to find a way to make their millions and not have to work anymore. And rightly so, a lot of people, because minimum wage is too low, and there are all these things that need to be fixed. But I'm just saying, we are very litigious. And so I think, well, we're too litigious anyway. So that's fine. But then I think about it a little bit more, and honestly, boneless wings, who, when you're eating a boneless air quote wing, or when you're eating a chicken nugget, right, you expect that there are no bones in there. And I was thinking about this the other day, because sometimes I'll bite into a burger. Have you ever bitten into a burger from, especially from a fast food place? And you bite down on a hard, I don't know if it's bone, if it's gristle, and it hurts your teeth. And I've heard of people breaking or cracking a tooth. So, you know, but at the same time, so that does happen. And you wouldn't really think about it, right? If they advertise it as boneless wings, you wouldn't think about there being a bone. So you wouldn't be worried about it. But at the same time, do we need to sue over every little thing? I don't know. Maybe not. Because I feel like some states like California require them to put warning labels on everything. May contain nuts. May contain pieces of, you know, traces of nuts, because the factory has. And, you know, that's valuable. But after a while, I feel like the information or the warning, people become numb to the warnings. And so them saying, you know, putting something on the package may have traces of bone, you know, people are going to ignore it anyway. I think it's a frivolous lawsuit. And I'm going to stick by that. But, you know, it is not something I would have been looking for. I would not have been looking for a bone in a boneless wing. We have another story here. Judith Manares crumpled onto her kitchen floor and wept when the news arrived in an email. Gizmo, her pet dog, missing for 9 years, had been found alive. Manares was 28 and living with her parents in 2015 when Gizmo, then 2 years old, slipped past a faulty gate in the backyard of their home in Las Vegas. The decade that followed brought a lot of change. Manares, now 37, moved into her own home, earned a master's degree in English, and began her teaching career in higher education. But throughout the years, Manares said she never stopped trying to find Gizmo. Now she was climbing into her car to drive across town to meet Gizmo at an animal hospital. Manares was later told that a woman had found the now 11-year-old dog and dropped him off at the vet, where they scanned his microchip, triggering the email notification that went to Manares, that sent Manares to her knees crying. Within hours of receiving that email on July 17th, Gizmo was back in his owner's arms. Manares called it a miracle. Hindsight is 2020, she said. I'm so glad I registered his microchip. So, yeah. Let's see what else. She says it's clear, she said, that the 9 years they had spent apart had changed Gizmo, too. The 8-pound Chihuahua had grown afraid of shadows, heights, and birds, and Gizmo now walked with a limp. Manares said both of the dog's eyes were also severely infected, and some of his teeth were missing. Anyway, well, there you go. She, you know, that's a nice story. She's back with her, reunited. I was looking for the word and I couldn't think of it. She's reunited with her Gizmo the Chihuahua. I wonder if he even remembers. Do you, like, after that amount of time, does the dog even remember? And also, how did he survive for 10 years in Las Vegas? It's so hot. And did someone find him and take care of him for years and then just get tired of him and let him go again? Or did he, you know, did he, I don't know. What happened exactly? We may never know because he will not be able to tell us. But it's a heartwarming story at least. Oh my gosh. I'm getting all these ads for Olympics and I don't want them. I'm getting pop-ups on these pages for Olympics. Last story. In London, King Charles III has bestowed a royal title on a rare golden goat breed. From now on, the breed, known for its connection to the island of Guernsey, will have the special title of Royal Golden Guernsey Goat. The title, bestowed Tuesday during the king's visit to the island in the English Channel, will apply to the livestock breed anywhere in the world. Hopefully this will raise awareness for the breed, said Rebecca Martin. Oh my God, so many ads coming up. I can't even read the story. Hopefully, this will raise awareness for the breed, said Rebecca Martin, the owner of 8-year-old Somerville Tamsin, the goat chosen to represent the breed. Ugh. Man, I'm tired. That's a nice-looking goat, I suppose. Well, there you go. There is our... I didn't do it on Thursday, but there's our funny news stories or interesting news stories of the week. Not sure how interesting those were, but we'll keep trying it. If you guys think of any interesting news story or come across any interesting and or funny news stories, you can send them to me and I'll be happy to read them on the little show. Need some content. So yeah, other than watching the Olympics, we bought food last night, as we normally do on Wednesdays. I am a creature of habit. Today I got up and did my walking this morning before it got hot, which was so nice. At least it's a little bit cooler in the morning right now, and so I'm not having to die of heat stroke. And then I did my workout, and then I just worked today. That's pretty much all I've done. So there you go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.